Vice President Trump just tweeted that as House committees ramp up their investigations looking into possible obstruction of justice, abuse of power, and corruption. The president wrote they now realize the only Russian collusion was done by crooked Hillary Clinton. But the head of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, told CNN,
"We have to make sure that this is not a dictatorship and that the rule of law is respected."
Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting 81 letters sent to innocent people to harass them. They won't get anything done for our country. The tweet coming a day after the House Judiciary Committee's request for documents was sent to dozens of individuals, including the president's two sons and the Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, as part of a large-scale investigation into President Trump's potential abuses of power. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying in a statement, "The Democrats are not after the truth. They are after the president." Dave?
John, the president also tweeted about the story of a London man doctors believe may have been cured from the AIDS virus. The second patient now HIV-free after a stem cell treatment. The president wrote, "Such great news for so many. Tremendous progress." It's another day searching for more tornado victims in Lee County, Alabama.
It was just like a huge wind, and I was praying the whole time.
Well, she made it out alive. At least 23 others did not. Dozens remain unaccounted for.
The loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through, words cannot express.
Sheriff Jay Jones' crew is still looking for those people. Tornado cut a 24-mile path of destruction in Sacramento, California. Anger over a deadly police shooting. Protesters marching through a wealthy neighborhood upset two police officers who shot an unarmed black man last year were not charged. They want the DA to resign. At least 80 of the protesters were arrested. This is Fox News.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Two freshman Democratic congresswomen who have gotten a lot of attention since taking office are under more scrutiny. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the target of a complaint filed with the Federal Elections Commission. A conservative legal group alleges she and her chief of staff may have funneled campaign contributions to his private businesses. An Ocasio-Cortez spokesperson dismisses that, saying all the money's been accounted for. Then there's Ilhan Omar.
Fox News has obtained a draft of the House anti-Semitism resolution. While it doesn't mention Congresswoman Ilhan Omar by name, it does take aim at her most recent controversial comments regarding dual loyalty, the idea that Jewish Americans are more loyal to Israel than to the U.S. Remarks fellow Democrat and chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee Elliot Engel have called vile and anti-Semitic. President Trump also tweeting late Monday, "The comments are terrible and a dark day for Israel." However, Omar says she has not mischaracterized the U.S.-Israel relationship and finds it problematic that she has been called anti-American for her views. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Anti-Defamation League has a report out today claiming there were a record-setting number of cases of white supremacist groups handing out propaganda on and off college campuses last year, rising 182% to nearly 1,200 incidents. Somebody in South Carolina has finally become a near-instant billionaire.
Someone finally claimed the $1.5 billion Mega Millions lottery winnings, but don't expect lots of photos of them holding the big oversized check. The person who had the winning ticket has decided to remain anonymous, and they took the one-time payout, which gives them nearly $878 million. The winner allowed a fellow customer to cut in line to buy their ticket first at the KC Mart in Simpsonville, South Carolina last October, and the KC Mart gets $50,000 commission for selling the ticket. It's the largest jackpot payout to a single winner in U.S. history. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely budging ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. Now, this is Fox News.
So I like to think I know what I would say in certain situations. I don't know, kind of like a crisis management.
Sure.
For the lottery winner, Who is anonymous?
$878 million in one lump sum payment.
What I wouldn't have said is, hi, my name's Barbara, and I want to help you. So just contact me. Here's my number. I would not have said that. Our local news now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The second of two suspects wanted in a February 3rd shooting in Champaign has surrendered to police. 18-year-old Khalid Purnell was wanted for aggravated battery with a firearm. The prosecutor said the shooting happened in the 1200 block of West Bradley Avenue. An 18-year-old man had been taken to a hospital with gunshot wounds to his leg and abdomen. The Champaign County Humane Society has announced it is launching its first capital campaign since construction was completed on its first facility back in 1988. The goal is to raise $1.75 million. Renovation and construction plans include expanding the lobby in areas where cats, kittens, and small animals are on display, building a new 5,700 square foot education building to provide space for dog training classes, education programs, volunteer training, and a variety of operational needs, enlarging the medical lab, and refacing the old chain link dog kennels. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's true. Now they're putting some morning snow showers in our forecast. Today's high 22, 11 our low tonight. Up to 30, down to 20 with sunshine expected tomorrow. Snow in the forecast on Thursday with a high around 29. We've got morning clouds, afternoon sunshine Friday, wrapping up the week with a high 38. Right now we're at 11, ESPN 93.5.
Yep, and again Saturday, it's 50s, so you might have a snowstorm Thursday and a thunderstorm on Saturday. That's how it's shaping up. And we're winding down the basketball season. You know, Thursday night we play home. I would think that's going to be a really good crowd. I think people overall, this has been obviously really good. So we have Indiana Thursday, and then it looks like Penn State Sunday? Was that the 10th? Thursday, 7, 8, 9, yeah. Sunday morning, 11 a.m., we play Penn State. And then the Big Ten tournament next Wednesday. Okay, where should we live when we get older? Where should we live when we get older? Let's ask Bill Dendy. How are you?
Hey, Stevie J. It's great to be with you again.
Good to have
you. You know, that's a great question.
Well,
I
mean,
you're part of us.
Since I'm, you know, closer to that than I am getting my driver's license, I would say warm.
You know, that tends to be a top criteria for a lot of people. Year-round nice climate. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of folks like to go to Florida or to Southern California or other places like that. But, you know, there are a lot of folks that put together different surveys, and the survey that was put out just this week by 247wallstreet.com, they rank things based on education of those around you who are age 65 or older. Crime rates, having the lowest crime rate was important to them, which I can understand that piece.
Yep.
But they also were considering how many other people age 65 older in that state are at the poverty level. because they figured you didn't want to be in a state that had a high poverty rate. And the final thing was, how many more years are you likely to live beyond age 65 in that state by using the census records on mortality? And so they came up with a list that's quite different than what you'd normally see when they're considering climate and taxes and concerns that are general, and they're doing it statewide.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can have states that have pockets of just perfection, but across the state, if the poverty level is too high among age 65-year-olds, they end up at the bottom of the list.
Okay, so what's the conclusion? Champaign, Illinois?
Champaign, Illinois is a fine place to spend your life if you can handle the weather.
Yeah.
So Champaign,
yeah.
Illinois is right. I mean, Illinois as a state is pretty much, well, I'd say it's in the top half because it is ranked number 24 of the 50 states.
Okay.
So Illinois makes the top half of the criteria.
Well, I would have guessed it would be a little lower with our, some of our political issues and stuff. How about the number 1, 2, and 3 states to live when you get older?
Vermont, Colorado, Virginia.
Really?
These states have one of the highest levels of education, with Colorado being number one for those over age 65 with bachelor's degrees or higher. 38% of the population has been formally educated among the retirees. Vermont has 37%, number two. And so education-wise, that's where you guys want to hang out with smart people.
Yeah.
In addition, Colorado is number five for life expectancy after age 65, and Vermont is number six. So the combination put them at the top of the list.
What happened to my theory, Bill, about warm? That's out the window.
Way out the window with this particular survey. However, I did love the number one state, if you want to go to a place where people age 65 tend to live longer, is Hawaii.
Yo, well, there you go. Yeah. I like Hawaii, too. Bill Dendy, how do they find you, my friend?
ElitefinancialManagement.net, ElitefinancialManagement.net, and this is a, I don't know, just a reminder, don't buy somebody else's survey. Know what's important to you. If it is warm climate, if it's low taxes, well, this list that puts all the southern states at the bottom of the list because of the, celebrating Mardi Gras and eating so well and obesity levels. Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas are at the bottom of that list.
Yeah.
But it's the top of other people's lists.
Sounds like a snooty list, Bill. Anyway, my friend, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
God bless you, Stevie J.
God bless you, 813, Bill Dendy, ESPN 93.5.
Okay.
You live where you want to go, right? I mean, I had warm toward the top.
Uh-huh.
I just think the snowbirds are like rocket scientists,
right,
to me. I'm not into the really cold, so... Oh, I like the change of season. But how many years can you say, it won't be very buggy this summer? I'm tired of that argument. 814.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
The legacy continues. Sticks. One giant show. Saturday, March 30th. State Farm Center. Take a trip to the music and relive the classics. Live. Tickets on sale now at the State Farm Center box office or online at statefarmcenter.com. Don't miss. Sticks. Live in Champaign.
Sure, I actually actually Googled the best landscaping in the area, and he had only a few reviews, but he had 5 stars. And I think that that was a huge plus. And then once we met him, I was sold just by talking to him.
We have now used Husky twice for our landscaping, both in our backyard and our front yard, and we are very thrilled with the results. It looked very similar to the drawings that Joel had shown us initially, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
I'm Joel Husky, Husky.com, KOUSKI.com.
Get the fix with Mattex.
Sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
The top 25 in college basketball includes Gonzaga at number one, then Virginia, North Carolina, who's in action tonight against Boston College. Duke is number four. They're playing Wake Forest tonight, and then Tennessee to round out the top five. As far as Big Ten teams, Michigan at seven. We've got Michigan State in there. Number 11 is Purdue. 21, Wisconsin. Maryland at 24. Number 11, Purdue in action tonight at Minnesota. And Nebraska and Michigan will be in action tonight. Illinois and Indiana for senior night on Thursday. We also want to talk about our Illini in baseball. They took a loss yesterday, 8-1, against Northeastern. Illinois women's basketball, senior forward at 6'1", Alex Winterger. All Big Ten second team with all defensive honors. Allie Andrews gets a sportsmanship award. They're gearing up for the Big Ten tournament and will play Purdue on Wednesday in Indianapolis. The Bulls and Pacers will be going at it tonight. And another big story that's been trending in the Big Ten is Jim Delaney, the commissioner since 1989, is starting to phase out.
Your buddy. He gave you his card. Where is it?
Where is it? This is back in the office days.
Well, he probably had a cell on there, and it's probably the same darn cell.
It probably is.
Yeah, and, Jim, this is Diane Ducey.
Just happened to belly up to him next to him at the bar and enjoy happy hour specials at the office in Urbana. That's how far back
it goes. That's a long time ago, because there's no office in Urbana anymore.
Right. It's called, like, A-plus VIP Lounge or something.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I want to say hey to Kevin Appleby. He's a good friend, and he's, of course, Flooring Surfaces and Willow Pond, which Willow Pond is like, you know, come on, man.
Yeah,
you
that's guys, a great place
you
to golf.
Changed a whole bunch. The 19th hole is amazing. You got simulators. You're doing a lot of stuff up there. And to say it's a successful golf course is unusual, but that's what you're running up there.
That's right. We've turned the corner and come a long way. We changed the culture. We've done a lot of new and innovative things. And we even had 4 guys last Saturday come out and play golf.
What?
Can you believe that? I think the high was 36, I was told.
I love it.
Maybe not even 36.
Love it.
Those are some adventures.
Well, and
guys.
I know that your golf game is now scratch, is what I understand. So you're a really good golfer yourself, owning a golf course. So that's good news, too.
Oh, most definitely. The only thing that scratches me is I got a back scratcher at home on my nightstand.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got going on, man? What's Flooring Surfaces doing? How are you doing with all your stuff? You got so much going on.
Well, we've got a lot going on. Of course, Flooring Surfaces still, you know, trying to be a leader in the industry when it comes to flooring. And
totally is.
We're doing well. I've hired a new rep. Have a Drew Hennigan that came to work for us.
All right.
A lot of people know that name in the area from the Gifford area. But Drew just came to work for us a couple days ago.
And you have all types of flooring, anything you needed. I want a heated bathroom floor, so you can just set me up to get the right kind of floor that I can heat.
We sure can. And it is amazing when you say heated bathroom floors. That's one of the hottest things. And it seems like that's one of the things people come in asking for.
Yeah. It is so cool. They're lovely. We stayed at a place overnight one time, and the floors and heaters was like, how do you do this? How do you do this? It's silly, but it was great.
Kevin, you don't have that.
So let me tell you a funny story now. We remodeled my master bathroom at my own home last July, and I had one of the guys in the office just handle. I told him what I wanted, and he handled it for me. Well, unbeknownst to me, he had talked to Schluter, which is one of the companies that provide heat, and they provided a heating floor for me to try.
How is that?
You know what? It's pretty cool.
It is nice.
It's pretty cool.
it's just warm.
Wasn't sure I would like it.
But you do.
You know?
Is it on all the time? You have to turn it on, or is it just on?
I have it programmed. It is on all the time, but it's very very efficient to run.
I wouldn't think it'd be very much money to do that.
Certain times of the day, it will go up to 82 degrees, and then it'll drop down to 72 any other time.
Okay.
So it's very comfortable. I go in the morning, and I say,
And you could probably just do that path that you're always walking.
Well,
right?
You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want a cold spot. Because then there's a big contrast. If you just do the path, you step off that path, you notice it, and it's not very comfortable.
Well, no, what's the most popular flooring right now?
Well, I would say we have a line of floor called Appleby Valley Floors.
They're wonderful, and they're real affordable.
I mean,
real
affordable. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is. And
wow.
We have a hardwood line, a product called Ridge Beam, and it's a wide board engineered floor. It has some wire scraping oak. It is a beautiful floor, and we are selling a lot of it.
Okay,
Appleby, and it's not crazy price. It's really good.
No, it's priced as competitive as anything, but it's got some of the latest
beautiful stuff. Can I tell that between the other stuff? I mean, I can't really.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell a different brand of hardwood floor when it's on the floor. But some of the things we do are.
Why is yours less money?
Well, just because we've cut out two. In our industry, there's before a consumer buys the consumer is about the fourth person to pay for the floor. Okay, you have a manufacturer, you have a distributor, you have a sales rep, and you have everything in there. And with us, with our Appleby Valley, we are the manufacturer. We have it produced for us. We put our name on it. It comes straight from the mill to us.
So the quality's there. You just cut out the middle guys.
Exactly.
All right.
And you know, the manufacturer that is making it for us also is making it for the two largest hardwood flooring companies in the United States. So they're making it for us as well. So,
wow, you've been at it so long, you're really getting the hang of it, Kevin.
That's why we can bring them the same product for really about 30% less. They can buy it from a competitor.
Well, you're a heck of a good businessman, a good man, good community guy.
And speaking of competitor, I know on a rental property, like years ago, we had a competitor put in the floor, and then we had you guys inside the last 3 years work on this rental property flooring, and they're like, whoa, what were those guys thinking? And it's so great to get everything in there right when it comes to that padding and pulling it tight and all of that.
Well, there's a big difference in good carpet insulation, bad carpet. I have done both.
I learned a lesson, too.
I take your team every time.
Exactly.
Well, that's right. There's
you guys know how to do it.
That's right. We have a lot of experienced guys. Been doing it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, buddy, take me to Maine sometime, your home state. I hear it's a gorgeous state.
I will, but you know what? I'd just soon go in August.
Yeah, right. It's freezing up there, isn't it?
It's probably warmer than it is around here.
Is Maine furthest north in the U.S. except Alaska? Probably.
Yeah, it's there's parts of Michigan that are a little bit farther
north. Way in the U.P.?
Yeah,
okay.
But other than that...
it's a gorgeous state.
You've been here over 30 years.
Well, you love it.
Yeah, I've been here since 1981.
What is Maine like in July? Is it perfect? 72?
After July 15th, the black flies are gone.
So
you go after July 15th,
good
and
tip.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Okay.
I prefer August and September myself. That's when I tend to spend the most time there.
Yeah. Very good.
But, it's...
How do you go to Bangor? Where do you fly in?
Well... Portland or Bangor are probably the two major airports.
Kevin Appleby, he's a good man.
FlooringSurficesInc.com.
And Willow Pond, you got to go play Saturday. What the heck would be rainy? 50, you get a little wet.
50, a little wet. You might have to walk, but we'll let
you play. 19th hole just to have some food.
19th hole, play the simulator.
Yeah.
You can play golf anytime.
Good stuff.
Thanks for popping in.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks for raising my ratings like a spike.
There you go.
Kevin Appleby, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, two major retailers are reporting a stronger-than-expected holiday season. Target and Kohl's are both reporting better-than-expected sales. Target says its sales last year were the strongest in a decade. Home Depot is hiring. The home improvement company says it will add 80,000 associates to work in its stores for the spring season and will hire an additional 2,000 for its 100 distribution centers. Applicants can go to the company's website. Pizza chain Papa John's has reached a settlement deal with its founder, John Schnatter. He will resign from the company board of directors when an independent director is appointed. The changes are revealed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Schnatter is still a major shareholder. He stepped down as CEO in late 2017 and stepped down as chairman last July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Yeah, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, award-winning dealership where I bought my CR-V a couple of weeks ago and contributed to their biggest month ever on the Honda side for February. Happy to be part of that. I wonder if I get a plaque or anything. Because I bought Honda in their biggest month ever, so maybe that's worth, I don't know. Maybe it's with front row seats at an Illinois. Oh, he already gave me that.
Well, if you get a free car wash.
Ben Quattrone gave me front row seats with him at the Michigan State game.
Yeah,
so
feet on the floor.
I still owe him.
That's
anyway,
nice.
Great vehicle. Love the CRV. They sit up a little higher. They're just a wonderful vehicle.
Yep.
And you can get into the basic CRV for like 25, 24. I mean, that's amazing for that kind of a car.
You can drop down the seats, put a bunch of clubs in there.
Lots of stuff in there. Also, the Civic is going to be under 20 on some of those starting prices. I mean, I just think that's nuts. The value of the Honda Civic is just, you got Apple Play in there. It's a heck of a car. Christian loves his.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. They got the BMW side. Say hey to Kenny and say Stevie J wants to ask you about that heated steering wheel.
Yeah.
You've had that.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's wonderful.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's son Eric is among 81 people or organizations hit by document requests by House Democrats investigating the president. He tells the Brian Kilmeade radio show,
"They can't win. My father's poll numbers are the greatest that they've ever been. This country is soaring. Our economy's awesome. Our military is incredible."
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says they'll be looking into
corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, attacks on law enforcement agencies, and obstruction of justice.
That's Congressman Nadler on MSNBC. In Sacramento, California, more than 80 people are arrested protesting the lack of criminal charges against police officers who shot and killed Stephon Clark last March, thinking he had a gun that turned out to be a cell phone in his grandmother's yard. The cops were responding to reports of somebody breaking windows in the area. This is Fox News.
Check your local news now with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair. For windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, you get a little chip on your windshield. Take care of that. You can. At American Eagle Auto Glass, they'll do the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. As the host of the 2019 Sports Illinois Huddle to be held April 16th to 18th, the Visit Champaign County Foundation alongside Sports Illinois will offer the second Sports Illinois Huddle Host Impact Grant. The grant is earmarked to benefit a local nonprofit in the host community that positively affects sports programs locally. The Visit Champaign County Foundation will provide a matching grant of $1,000 for a total of $2,000 available to one or more local nonprofits. Champaign County area applicants are required to be a certified 501c3 nonprofit organization and must complete the application in full. The Country Act Montgomery Gentry will perform at the Ford County Fair this year. The News Gazette says the concert is set for June 28th. The group was founded by Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry. Troy Gentry was killed in a helicopter crash in September of 2017. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Okay, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got mainly sunshine today. There is a slight chance of precipitation. Today's high 22 and 11, our low tonight. Up to near 30 both Wednesday and Thursday, down to around 20 in the evening. On Thursday, there's a chance for some snow showers that are in the forecast. More mild conditions as we get into the weekend. Right now, we're at 12, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, new guy jumping in for the Democrats, and I said the over-under is going to be over 20.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is now. Joe Biden's kind of the elephant in the room right now. Will the former vice president jump in? I predict yes. And I think the wild card in all this is Howard Schultz. Starbucks, former Starbucks CEO.
Oh, that guy.
If he runs as an independent, he'll never get invited to a party again. He'll be totally the villain.
Right.
Because they'll blame him for getting Donald Trump another term.
And dividing up the vote.
But it might be the only time in history maybe an independent has a shot. In the peak of the George Herbert Walker Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot race, Ross was there.
I know.
It was closer than people thought. And then something happened where they threatened his daughter and he got out.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want his daughter's wedding to be disrupted, so he quit. Then he tried to come back. It was too late. But for a while, it was like a third, a third, a third,
mm-hmm.
with a guy named Ross Perot, was a billionaire oil tycoon.
Right. He had those charts.
But
Larry King.
With the stuff that Donald Trump does that people don't like, and with the far left, if you get a Bernie Sanders and a Donald Trump and Howard Schultz is going to look like the reasonable man in the room. And he knows that. But if he does it and Donald Trump wins, it's into his legacy, if he cares. He said, well, you're a billionaire. He said, I thought that was the point. I started into projects. And I built this thing. Well, aren't we supposed to do that? He's a reasonable Democrat. Right now, you got a lot of unreasonableness out there on the far, far left. It's just nutty. Okay, Rachel Sutherland, live from Washington, D.C., Fox News Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox News, one of their radio aces in the D.C. bureaus, Rachel Sutherland, no related to Kiefer or Donald, at Sutherland Fox. You got to like the guy. He definitely has the best name, doesn't he?
Oh, Hickenlooper, yeah. John Hickenlooper, the former governor of Colorado, has announced he is going to run for president in 2020. And he's trying to kind of separate himself out from this large field of Democrats who are largely progressive. He's calling himself a progressive pragmatist. So maybe he's trying to say, well, I'm going to be a little different. I'm not going to be like all the rest of them. Maybe he's saying he's going to be a little more moderate, but he is saying that, look, he is running on the climate change and on affordable health care. So whereas he's not using the term, say, Medicare for All or the Green New Deal, it sure sounds kind of like that.
I think he'll be Jim Webb. Remember when Jim Webb stood on the stage with Hillary, Bernie, and whatever other guy that was from Maryland?
Oh, yeah. That was Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah. Jim Webb is a Democrat, but he was pretty center, and it felt like he was a right winger in that group. I mean, it was nuts.
Jim Webb, interesting individual. I believe a former Marine and was a Virginia senator, and he said that he was only going to run the one term and serve one term so a lot of people really liked him. Because of that. And then he got out of politics.
And he was waiting. Right now, good luck to you if you don't kowtow to the progressives, because they're going to be in your face. So I think that the Democrats could very well be forced into a really tough position for a general.
Well, it could be. And even though Hickenlooper is saying he's going to be a progressive pragmatist, this is still a progressive.
Yeah.
So you still don't see a traditional Democrat unless someone like former Vice President Joe Biden gets in. And he may be kind of biding his time, sorry for the pun, and seeing if he can jump in the last second and then take over everything. I don't know. I mean, I think that there may be a need for a candidate that isn't maybe so far left. When I was at CPAC over the weekend, there was a lot of talk about socialism and Republicans circling the wagons around the president and saying the choice in 2020 is really going to be between capitalism and socialism.
You know what is, and I, you know, was dismayed largely, hugely in the 90s with Bill Clinton because of his issues. But, but politically, I think the guy's kind of a wonk. I think he's really smart, and yet they avoid Bill Clinton for that because of what he meant with the women. But as far as a brain for politics, they still question he's the smartest guy in the family for that.
Bill Clinton, I mean, is much revered. A lot of former presidents are very much loved, but I think in his case, but just think by today's standards,
it
was 1994, or 1998.
You can't taunt him out. I get it because of where we're going, but it'll be fascinating to watch this thing unfold to see. And boy, talk about going to the window and putting your money down. But if there's ever been a window, I think, for an independent, it might be Howard Schultz. And I wonder where he is. Mm-hmm. Do we know anything about him?
Well, I haven't heard much from him lately. He, of course, being the CEO of Starbucks, and seems to be that kind of middle-of-the-road kind of candidate. But here lately, it's been kind of quiet from Schultz world. So we'll see what he has to do.
He will be a villain of villains if he does this, because they'll blame him if something goes wrong. So it's
maybe like a Ross Perot.
I think Perot had a shot till he got out and then tried to get back in. But back then, man, it was pretty good race for a while there.
It was interesting.
All right, Rachel, you're terrific at what you do. Keep your fine reporting going. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News in Washington, ESPN 93.5. I mean, you got to also gauge a candidate by how they'd sound at State Farm Center on the PA.
Basket by John Hickenlooper.
That would be so cool.
Okay.
It's a cool name, Hickenlooper. Okay, 841.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union.
Okay, here we go. Don't miss the 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year. Tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios for $259 per ticket. Get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com. Yeah, I bought close bus parking, too, so it means you don't have to walk very far.
Nice.
You want to go to the National Car Rental Suite, it's expensive, but believe it or not, that's kind of my cost, $259. It's right. Cubs Cardinals on a Sunday.
Right. All your food and beverages included.
Well, yeah, so you got that. And then the other ones are $139.
Infield Terrace section.
Well, and it's right, and I chose, it's kind of high, but it's right behind home plate.
Nice.
So you'll be able to see.
I don't know if we've ever been there.
It's high, though. It's up there. So it's Cubs Cardinals.
Yeah, and the fact that we're a group and we're all sitting together high-fiving each other, I mean, it's a really good thing.
Yep. So anyway, you can come out and buy those. Those are going to go quicker this year because Cubs Cardinals and only two buses. Sorry about that, but that's just how it worked out. Buses were hard to get on that Sunday. Let's check sports headlines.
All right, top 25 in college basketball with the AP. Gonzaga at number one. Virginia, then North Carolina, who plays Boston College tonight. Duke at number four, facing Wake Forest. And then Tennessee to round out the top five. As far as the Big Ten teams, Michigan at number seven, Michigan State at number nine in action against Nebraska tonight. Number 11, Purdue, is at Minnesota. We also had number 21, Wisconsin, and Maryland to round out the Big Ten action with 24 in their ranking. Northeastern beat Illinois in baseball yesterday. In women's basketball, Alex Wediger, Big Ten second team, all defensive player. She's one block away from a school record. Allie Andrews gets a sportsmanship award. They're in action tomorrow at 3 as we take on the number 11 seed Purdue. We are a number 14 seed. That Big Ten tournament happening in Indy tomorrow. Bulls and Pacers going at it tonight. Jim Delaney stepping down June 30th, 2020 when his contract is over. He's been the Big Ten commissioner since 1989.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza. pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theillinin.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 22, down to 11. Partly cloudy tomorrow, up towards 30, down to around 20. Up towards the freezing point with some snow in the forecast on Thursday, then 38 Friday, and on Saturday up to 49, but rainy and windy. ESPN 93.5, temperatures currently at 12.
Yeah, so snowstorm on Thursday, thunderstorm on. I heard the Channel 3 guy say that. I said, wow.
Right.
That's just
all over the place.
Yeah. Spring ahead on the clock, Saturday into Sunday, so you'll lose an hour of sleep, but be nice at about 7 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Be light, then pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Be light till 9.
I like it.
Yeah. And, of course, with the cold winter, we'll have less bugs this summer, so that's why you live here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 5th and 6th for the 2019 Festival of Quilts presented by Arby's and WSCIA-TV. Our signature fundraiser, now in its 15th year, the festival features more than 100 beautifully hand- and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit can also include shopping at our festival gift shop, a tour of campus, and a lunch and a baked treat. Help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to the youth at Cunningham Children's Home. Visit CunninghamHome.org for more information.
Servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC-certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service? It's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
You know who to call when your car breaks down, and you know who to call when your trash needs hauled away. But who do you call when you need septic and sewer service? Gulliford Septic and Sewer, 337-5996. They can't put a new roof on your house, but they can clean your septic and sewer system. Recommendations say it should be cleaned every 3 years. Call Gulliford Septic and Sewer today, 337-5996. Have a grease trap that needs cleaned out? Have Gulliford clean it on a regular basis to avoid health department violations. When you need septic and sewer service, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
Hi, this is Vanessa Duncan. Support over 1,000 Special Olympics athletes in Region I with our 5K Donut Dash at the Lake of the Woods March 9th. Registration at 8 a.m. with the kickoff at 9. Then it's the 19th anniversary Polar Plunge in Mahomet with registration at 10 and the plunge kicking off at noon. Hashtag freezing for a reason. Wear your crazy costumes and join in the fun. Get donations going now with details on our website at www.plungeillinois.com.
Hey, sports fans. Dr. Jeff Schroeder here from Mettler Center. You may have heard Dr. Matthew Gordon and I on the ESPN Injury Report. Along with giving commentary on high-profile injuries, we can assess and treat your acute or chronic aches and pains. Don't forget, even young athletes can benefit from a short round of physical therapy. No need to wait. Individuals are usually seen within 24 hours. Let us help you and your family get back to the things you love. It all starts with a free 30-minute consultation. Call or request an appointment online at MettlerCenter.com.
Janet got me a massage at Mettler.
It's awesome.
I mean, I've had my share of massages in my life.
Me too.
That was a pretty good one.
Did you have Cassandra?
Jane.
Okay, Cassandra is so
well,
good.
Well, Jane has got this. She's a young kid, but, I can't say it felt great.
Why not?
Because it kind of hurt.
Okay.
But
that good pain?
Oh, my gosh. After I was done, I felt great.
Yeah.
So it was one of those, well, and she says, you need to do this more often.
Yeah. Work out those knots.
Apparently, I had stress in my calf. Mm-hmm. You know how stressed you got to be to have stress in your calf?
Right.
Okay. It goes all the way down there.
Oh, I need to see Cassie now.
Anyway, it's a therapeutic. It's so good. And Mettler's got a a whole bunch of stuff I don't think people understand and really know the nature of which they do physical therapy is groundbreaking.
My frozen shoulder was solved.
Now, I bet it hurt, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the massage...
I had to do my flexing and stretching on my own.
I still kind of... But it worked.
Yes.
I still think I dozed off, but I remember thinking, this doesn't feel so good, but it felt great because I had so much stress in there.
Right.
Okay, we are...
It's Mardi Gras, and Houlihan's is where I'm heading for the $5 Hurricanes, and they've got the half-price bottles of wine, and they've got Chris Hartley performing live in the lounge, 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, Mardi Gras party at Houlihan's,
huh? Exactly.
Right.
So I got my beads on.
Well, you do. You look very Mardi Gras. Good for you. And you called me good at two-shoes, so I'm glad that I know that was just so mean.
Well, I mean, we're actually tracing it back to when you first partied in New Orleans.
Well, that's the last time I was really, really drunk is when I was a teenager and I didn't understand what I was doing
and
I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
That's right.
I would never go back to Mardi Gras.
But you're grateful for those moments because now you've learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson.
You turned a corner.
That was about it.
All right.
Okay.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Called me Goody Two Shoes. Anyway, we will meet you tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
All right, take care.
I am Stevie J. Stand by. The Jeremy Warner Show is next. Have a great Tuesday.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage.